Welcome to the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute rundown of the biotech, clinical research, and applied science industries. I'm your host, Dr. Noah Goodson. This week, Nobel Prizes, clinical trials for tinnitus, Takeda's billion-dollar deal, and the White House keeps science political. The Nobel Prize in Chemistry was awarded to Dr. Emmanuel Charpentier and Dr. Jennifer Doudna for their work discovering and developing CRISPR-Cas9 gene editing technology. The breakthrough was made while exploring immune defense in Streptococcus pyogenes, a species of bacteria that causes human illnesses ranging from tonsillitis to scarlet fever. In a world-shaking series of experiments, they modified the bacteria's original defense system and showed that it could be fed specific coordinates to any DNA and create a slice at that position. Imagine having a pair of genetic scissors that could be precisely targeted to anywhere in the genome to make edits. Most importantly, subsequent studies reveal that this technology could be applied to mammalian cells. Their papers were first published in 2011 and 2012, but they have quite literally transformed almost every aspect of how scientists approach biological problems. My own PhD thesis was driven by the use of CRISPR-Cas9, and without it, I would not have made the critical discoveries that drove my graduate work. For example, I was able to selectively delete two genes simultaneously and their upstream coding elements, uncovering novel insights into how cell fates are regulated in retinal development. These experiments would have taken a decade before CRISPR-Cas9, yet one graduate student was able to accomplish the work in just a couple of years. My own experience with the technology is just a fragment of the developments that have occurred as a result, including massive discoveries in basic biology, fundamental shifts in how we design plants for human consumption, and a significant number of clinical trials and potential therapies that hope to permanently eliminate certain genetically inherited diseases. In 2017, I was speaking with the professor who I worked for about this research, and we agreed that it would one day win a Nobel Prize. This is the first time in history that two women have shared a Nobel Prize in chemistry. Dr. Charpentier and Dr. Doudna could not be more deserving. Their work is incredible and personally shaped the course of my life. Thank you for what you gave the world. The Niche is brought to you today by the Scope Method LLC. The Scope Method helps companies develop clear vision and strategic processes. Whether you need fresh eyes on your data, independent risk assessment, or are pivoting into a new therapeutic space, the Scope Method will help you focus close to re-examine what you know and look ahead to where you want to go. Find out more at thescopemethod.com. Tinnitus is a phantom ringing in the ears that affects as many as 1 in 5 individuals. It can result from head trauma, adverse reactions to certain drugs, normal age-related hearing loss, or by unknown causes. For those who experience severe tinnitus, the condition can be debilitating. Currently, there is no cure, but a new clinical trial suggests a potentially effective therapy may be on the way. The treatment is a medical device that co-opts the tendency of the brain to reprogram. The product is simple: a pair of Bluetooth headphones and a small strip that's held on the tip of the tongue. The therapy works by presenting auditory signals through the headphones and variable vibration stimuli to the tongue. Through some rather complex back-end biology, this basically confuses your brain about the tinnitus and causes it to pay more attention to other stimuli. Think of it like watching a movie on a long plane ride. The movie doesn't take you to a first-class seat, but it does distract you from being uncomfortable. The amazing finding was that through using the device, long-term decreases in tinnitus were observed, even after therapy had stopped. Individuals took the therapy daily for 12 weeks, and their tinnitus symptoms were measured at the end of that period and for the next year. Even a full year after the therapy had stopped, patients had a significant decrease in tinnitus. In effect, a therapeutic device can reprogram your brain to ignore tinnitus. Takeda made a billion-dollar deal with Arrowhead this week. The agreement sees Takeda pay $300 million upfront and up to $740 million in milestones for an agreement to license Arrowhead's ARO-ATT, an RNAi therapy to treat a liver disease. ARO-ATT has promising results in a phase 2 clinical trial. With this kind of money on the line, Takeda sees this as a potentially life-changing and wildly successful gene therapy. RNAi therapies work by interfering, hence the I, with RNA before it can be translated into DNA. Effectively, it's analogous to a gene therapy, but without modifying the genome. There are currently only two RNAi therapies approved by the FDA, and each run close to $500,000 per patient. You don't need a degree in economics to see the potential ROI on this deal is significant. We told you last week that the president's experience with COVID would doubtless shape the drug approval process. That appears to be the case this week, as the administration blocked an attempt by the FDA to employ more stringent safety guidelines for the approval of a COVID-19 vaccine. The motivation for Trump to resolve the COVID-19 crisis is clear. However, pushing a less than rigorously approved vaccine to the public could pose significant risks. With more than 200,000 Americans dead, the need for a vaccine is obvious, but this must be balanced with the appropriate safety measures in a country rife with anti-scientific sentiment and suspicion. Now that the White House is directing American institutions for electoral purposes, we're facing a new kind of political science. Thanks for joining me on the Niche Podcast, your weekly 5-minute summary of the top news in biotech, clinical trials, and applied science industries. You can find us on your favorite podcast app. Like, comment, subscribe, and most of all, share with your friends. If you like what you hear, please rate and review. It really helps us. Once again, I'm Dr. Noah Goodson, and I'll see you next week.